Why is it so important to give God the praise, to worship him, and just to surrender your all to God?
Oh, man. Wow. That question is packed. I'll try to give you the short version. It's so important for one to praise God, I believe, because I believe what the word says, that he'll inhabit the praise of his people. And I really, really, really believe that when God shows up, it just makes everything better. So that's why I do it. That's why I praise God, you know, because I want him to be close to me. I want to be closer to God. So I praise him, you know, to bring him wherever I am. Why do we worship him? Oh, my gosh, because of who he is. Like, God is God. God is the creator. He's the father. And so we could depend on our jobs. We could depend on our parents, you know. We could depend on the government. But at the end of the day, if it weren't for God, none of those things would be in place. So that's why we worship him, because it's none of those other things that provides for us. But God is our source, you know, so that's who we should worship. That's who we should stay connected to. Why should we give him the glory, the honor? Oh, my gosh, because of what he's done. You know, I speak about the Son often just because of how incredible it is to me. And when you think about it, what would life be like without the things that God has put in place? You know, like, where would we be? And so God deserves all praise, deserves all glory. And so I know for me, rest of my life, I'm going to praise and worship God, and I'm going to keep trying to encourage other people to do the same.
What's the name of the new project?
Name of the new project? Well, you know what? I'm actually still titling it. I'm thinking about Identity Project, you know, and I would love for people, if they could reach out to me or find me on social media, give me ideas. I would love to hear what's on the heart of the listeners, you know. But I'm thinking Identity Project. I really believe one of the most important things in life for us is to discover who we are, you know. And so God is really leading me and speaking to me about certain songs that I can sing to people to help guide them in that way. You know, where does God want us to be? So I want to say Identity Project.
Why is it important for you to connect with the youth of today?
Well, because they're the adults of tomorrow. You know, the youth of today. Barack Obama won't be president forever. You know, I attend Living Word Christian Center. Dr. Bill Winston, he can't be the pastor forever. You know, we all have life, and we all at some point reaching in to that life here on earth. So I believe to ignore the youth is to ignore our future. And it sounds cliche, but it's so real. You know, I even work in education on a day-to-day basis. And I thank God for the opportunities I have to speak life into young people, 3, 4, 5 years old, because one day they're going to be 30, 40, 50 and running everything, you know. So I think it's important to speak into our future that way.
Years ago, folks like you, Corey, would say, okay, I've got a new record, you know, I've got a new project. I'm going to work it on radio. And that was good.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you can also do that, which is good, but we have social media. How important is social media?
Oh, my gosh. I love radio. You know, let's not take away from it. I love radio, but I do have an appreciation for social media and how instant the connection is. You know, anybody who I'm connected with on social media, they're instantly communicating with me. Anything I post, they get it instantly. As opposed to a situation like radio where, you know, I have to hope that they hear it, or maybe they're in the car when it plays, or so on, you know, so on and so forth. So I thank God that, you know, we have this instant access across the globe now. It's very important, you know. And then there's an authentic, like, I believe that it's more effective, especially for gospel artists, when their listeners can see who they really are. You know what I mean? So we can't hide behind radio anymore. Like, it's there and it's going to always be there. But now that we have social media, our listeners can really see our ministry is more than the music. It's our life, our everyday life, you know?
How can our listeners and Corey Boxdale fans connect with you?
Well, we're on the topic of social media, so let's get it out there, right? I'm connected to Facebook at Corey Barksdale Music. I'm connected to Instagram, just Corey Barksdale. Connected to Twitter, Corey Barksdale. And anybody who wants to hear more of my music, or maybe you hear me talking but you don't know what my music sounds like and you're interested, find me on YouTube. And you can always search Corey Barksdale Music. Matter of fact, If you're not too familiar with it all, just go to Google, Corey Barksdale Music, and everything will come up right there. But I invite anybody to connect with me, befriend me, send me a message. Let me know what's on your heart, what's on your mind as it pertains to the things we're talking about. If you're interested in booking me, you can email me at bookcoreyb@gmail.com. That's bookcoreyb@gmail.com.
It is our guest, Corey Barksdale. You're irreplaceable. Great song. Pick it up. Corey, we want to thank you, and may God continue to bless you and your ministry. Thank you for joining us on the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you.
Corey Barksdale, inside the Gospel Spotlight.